Well, welcome to our beginning of our 19th year anniversary party. So important for all of us to know that you have been so instrumental in making all this happen. So I want to first of all thank all of you listening on your favorite radio stations across North America and you Coast Insiders for supporting this incredible program. We've completed 18 years now, full time. We're going into our 19th year, starting officially today. And we're just going to keep going until the good Lord tells us it's time to stop. And we're going to keep doing it and doing it and doing it. I first remember back in 1995, 25 years ago, listening to Art Bell as I was driving into work to do a late night show on a radio station here in St. Louis. And I heard him for the first time. And I went, God, this guy's pretty novel. He's interviewing a lot of people that I've interviewed. But he's doing it on a national basis. And listen to these callers. They really enjoy this stuff. This is fantastic. And I was hooked on the program. And then a year later, while I was at that radio station, I got a call from another local station to do my own program, 9 o'clock to midnight, called The Nighthawk Show in St. Louis. And I took that opportunity. And then... Art Bell decided to retire from his Coast to Coast program. And when he did, a fellow by the name of Mike Siegel was hired to replace Art. Now, Mike was doing a program for us. He was based in Seattle, but we had him hooked up with the special broadcast lines. He was doing a program for us in St. Louis through those broadcast lines. And so I got to know Mike that way. I had never met him at that time. When he got named to replace Art Bell full-time on Coast to Coast, I went, oh, my gosh, Mike, that's fantastic. If you ever need somebody to back you up, let me know. And he said, sure, I'd love to. Send me what you can. Send me a tape. So I put together a tape with my producer, Howard Morton, great guy. Howard's still at that radio station. And it included a lot of strange paranormal guests and people like that. And we got it to the executives at Coast to Coast, Alan Corbett specifically there. And he heard it and he said, all right, he's going to back up. So my first backup show was April of 2001 for Ian Punnett. And I had a great time doing that show. We had a studio hooked up to Premiere. And right after I did my local show in St. Louis, I'd run down the hallway and I'd be hooked up for Coast to Coast. And my first backup show was April of 2001 for Ian Punnett. And then I started filling in for Art on a regular basis. And then the rest was history. And some of these, I've told a few of these stories before. There were times that we didn't know, the network didn't know, if Art was going to be on the air or not that night. He, in many times, made a decision, like moments before air, if he was going to carry on or not. And so they would call me and say, we need you to get ready for the show, just in case. So I'd do as quickly as I can. I'd read the information on the guests and stuff like that. And I would prepare for the show. And then if I got the call, I'd be ready to go. And sometimes I didn't. But a lot of times when the call came in, it was from their engineer and board op who would say, George, we don't know if Art's going to be on the air tonight. When you hear the opening music to Coast, and you've all heard it by now, if you don't hear Art's voice pop up, you're on, and I'll tell you to go. If you hear his voice, you can go home. And I went, you got to be kidding me. And they said, no, that's the way it is. And I said, okay. So I'd do my show. My local show would be done. I'd run down this hallway to the other studio, which was hooked up for Coast to Coast, the starting theme would start, bump, 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 bump. And if I didn't hear Art, I'd hear him in my ear. I'd hear the engineer go, 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 you're on. And I'd start Coast to Coast, much the same way I start it now. And there were other times I was ready to go, and then you'd hear Art's voice from the high desert. And we did that for a couple years. Then Art decided to call it quits again. Now, when he did, I had filled in for him numerous times, so the network turned to me this time. And they said, advertisers have seen products move when you're on the air. Our listenership is still strong. We've got a strong affiliate base. We'd like you to replace Art. And they flew to St. Louis from Chicago at the time, and they cut the deal with me. And it was magnificent. That was back in September of 2002. And then my first show was the January 3rd show in 2003. A month later, the Space Shuttle Columbia exploded when the tiles fell apart on reentry. And we continued that program. And again, I want to thank, before we get into this program, with the many guests we have had and your calls and just great people like that, I want to thank all of you that have been listening on your favorite radio station, 680 now strong in North America. That includes Canada. You Coast Insiders have been a wonderful part of the program. And then there have been various chat rooms and groups, some fantastic, some not complimentary, but still good, dedicated people who love radio and love the program. And they were, some groups aren't even around anymore. Some are. Imaginative Worlds, Into Infinity, Sorcery IRC, the National Radio Club. There are groups on MySpace. We've got a MySpace channel now after all these years. The Northern Kentucky Paranormal Group, Above Top Secret, the SoCal UFO Meetup Group, the Hollywood Ghost Hunters, fantastic forum, the Bell Gab Group. A lot of people dedicated to radio, and that is so important these days. But they have helped make Coast to Coast what it is today. And God willing, like I said, with my incredible staff that has been with me now for going on 19 years, we've kept this show going, and it continues to get stronger and stronger and stronger. So I'm going to take this quick break, and we're going to come back and talk to guests and talk to you for the next 2 hours for our 19th year anniversary show. And throughout the night, we'll be taking your phone calls as well, and I'd love for you to share your best memory of Coast to Coast, whether it was me or Art. Just jump on board, and this is our beginning of our 19th year anniversary party, and it's my pleasure to bring in one of our guests, John Lear, who was one of the original guests with Art Bell years ago, and here he is on our program. John, it's my pleasure to have you on, my friend.
Hey, thanks, guy. Listen, congratulations on so many successful years. You know, I'm often asked, what the heck are we doing on Earth? I mean, is there any purpose to life? And the answer is yes. All of us have lived many hundreds of years or hundreds of lives, even thousands of lives. And the reason we're on Earth is we're getting a refresher course on living our lives with integrity, without envy, without hate, without greed. And once we finish our life here, we go up to the fourth dimension, and we're met by whoever we believe in. We get a chance to talk to all some of the people we've met over our hundreds of lifetimes, and then we get a life review. Now, this life review is that they show you your entire life in high-grade Technicolor, Dolby sound. I mean, it's so clear and so real, you wonder how they did this. But it's a review of every single second of your life, and they show you all the wonderful things you did and all the loving things you did, and then they show you all the bad things and nasty things you did.
Absolutely. John, I can't believe it's been 19 years with me, and how many years with Art? My gosh, you go way back.
You know, I don't remember, but... on this basis of the good and bad, if you did more good than you did bad, you don't have to come back to Earth again. You can stay there in the fourth dimension. However, if you weren't a good boy or girl, then you got to come back and live another life on Earth. Listen, Happy New Year.
Thank you, John.
Nice to talk to you.
Stay strong, my friend. There's John Lear, who has brought this program some incredible stories, folks. Incredible stories about the moon, whether it was towed into place and everything else. And, you know, his father was the inventor of the Lear jet. I kid you not. And but he's been a staple and a regular going all the way back to the days of Art. It's hard to believe that Art's not with us anymore. My gosh. That's 2 years plus, 3 years plus already on that, too. That's unbelievable. How time just flies. And then we're taking some of your calls from just you folks listening to the program. We go to Lainey in Portland, Oregon. Lainey, welcome to the show.
Hi, how's it going?
It's going great, and thanks for calling.
I would just like to tell you a story. I've listened to you growing up.
Sure.
A long time. I'm older now, but my dad and me used to go on trips and listen to you, so this is quite a pleasure.
Get a little closer to your mic and fire away with your story.
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay. When I was 10 years old, I grew up in a small town called Sunnyside, Washington, in Washington State. I had an experience one night. We had a 5-acre piece of land with two pastures. And I had a herd of llamas. One night, while my brothers were out, it was their turn feeding the llamas. We were all on the kitchen table, me, my dad, my mom, and we heard shrieks. And my brothers ran in with our dog, Lizzie, who's old and lap. She was covered in blood, and she ran in the front door of our house. She was kind of scared, and then our brothers ran in crying, and they were 7 and 8 at the time.
Must have petrified the little guys, huh?
It really scared them. And me, as the eldest, I immediately was curious, so I ran out the front door around the side of my house, which looks up towards the back by my hay barn where you'd feed the llamas. And there was a creature there.
Oh, geez. What did it look like, lady?
It was about 8 feet tall, dark in color, long fingers, and it hopped up onto my neighbor's fence with one big step, climbed across my hay barn, and ran into the back of my pasture.
Geez. Was it like a Bigfoot?
No. It was bald. It was bald, had a long head, two very, very dark eyes that stared at me, startled that I saw it, and it gave me goosebumps.
Well, as a young teenager, that would scare the living daylights out of you, I'm sure. No wonder you turned to Coast to Coast for your answers and information as well. Could have been an E.T., could have been a shadow person, too. You never know. The phones are just jammed. Let's check to one of our great guests who's always there to tell us about movies and TV shows, Mr. Lobo. Welcome to the program. Hi, Mr. Lobo.
And congratulations, George, on 19 years. Welcome to the 19-year club.
That's amazing.
Insomnia for 19 years. So we're 19-year brothers.
Absolutely. And thank you for everything you've done for the program, Mr. Lobo.
Oh, I mean, it's an honor. I mean, I only met Bigfoot once. I've only, seen a ghost a couple of times. I'm not really qualified to be on Coast to Coast. I don't know if I'm worthy to be on Coast to Coast, but it's always, I always feel honored every time you invite me back, and we always talk about amazing things. You know, you tell me stories about your horror host, the late, great Morgus, who recently passed away.
I miss that guy.
Oh, man. What an amazing gentleman, and those stories just burned into my mind. And I love hearing about you and your dad watching science fiction theater as a kid. We traveled through so many wonderful and nostalgic, weird twists and turns, and fell into wormholes. And callers called in and told us stories about movies they could barely remember, and we'd be scratching our heads and coming up with titles and movies. And your fans really kept Mr. Lobo honest. It's like stump the horror host every time I'm on the show.
Well, many more.
I hope so. At least, maybe at least another 19 years, at the very least.
At least
give us that. But thank you so much, George. It's always so much fun, and it's just I remember just driving. I think the most perfect thing, because you've really given people something that's very rare. you know, which is like real radio, a good radio from a real broadcaster. And there's just nothing better than just driving in the middle of the night in pitch blackness and hearing your voice and hearing those stories coming over about Area 51 and things that go bump in the night and things that make you think and things that, that challenge us. It's it really is a wonderful institution. And like I said, it's been my great honor to be even a small part of it.
Thank you, Mr. Lobo. And I look forward to your next program with us.
Absolutely. Let's do it soon.
You got it. Just makes movies so exciting because he remembers everything. And, of course, the program would not be what it is without you. Let's go to Brian in Indianapolis. Hi, Brian.
Hey, George. Happy anniversary.
Thank you. Can you believe we're going on 19 years?
19 years, man. And since I went on dates a couple years ago, it's probably been that long since I've talked to you guys. I listen to your second half of your show in the mornings when I get up and on my way into work, but I'm working nights because the guy got hurt, so I just happened to work tonight, and Tommy hooked me up.
Here we are.
Hey, yes, sir. Hey, my wife, Chris, says hey, because I was telling her I was going to try to be on air to help you celebrate your anniversary. We celebrated our 16th wedding anniversary, New Year's Eve.
Oh, that's great. Man. Congratulations.
We've been together 18 years, man. She's my soulmate, my best friend, and it's pretty cool when you find true love.
We still want to do a live event in Indianapolis. How are things COVID-wise out there?
Oh, they still got Marin County has things kind of locked down a little bit. And hopefully we can be able to get through these quote-unquote dark days that are ahead of us, and you guys can plan a date to come out here, man. We'd love to have you here.
We'll do it. Brian, thanks for being part of the program. I really appreciate it. And, of course, one of our great guests, Sarah Hanna, with us. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Hi, George. Congratulations, Mazel Tov, on this great accomplishment.
Thank you. You know what? They say time goes by quickly. They're not kidding. Sarah, you still with us?
Hello?
Yeah, there you are. We lost you for a little bit.
Oh, wow. Okay, I'm still here. I was just saying that I remember when you took over the show, and it's just been amazing ever since.
We've had some great times. And how are you? What's new with you?
Doing great. Looking forward to our next luncheon. I mean, that was such a fabulous event we had in Los Angeles. So sad the times have changed so dramatically, but I know just around the corner things are going to get back to normal and we're going to be able to have another amazing luncheon.
What was that concoction you created at the luncheon?
That was our fire cider vinegar that was just taking ingredients from our home kitchen and making a medicine that's inexpensive and available for everybody.
Well, you sure do help a lot of people health-wise, Sarah, so you keep doing what you're doing.
I really love it, and I get emails from Coast listeners all throughout the year, George. You do such a great show. Your audience is just so committed to learning, exploring the mystical, spiritual side of the world. It's really exciting, George. Keep up your amazing work.
We will, Sarah, and thanks for being part of the program. And, of course, this show would not be what it was and what it is without you. So thanks again. We're going to come back and take more calls, special guests, your phone calls for the next hour and a half. So we'll be back in a moment right here on Coast to Coast AM. And welcome to our 19th year anniversary party. We'll be back in a moment talking with more guests, your calls, and we'll do it again next hour as well on Coast to Coast. And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you, our 19th year anniversary party underway several years ago. Well, probably even more than several years ago as we were kicking around ideas about the program. We talked about how do we start the show? Do we go straight into our guests or do we do something else? And executive producer Lisa Lyon and our senior producer Tom Danheiser said, George, you've got such a strong news background and you come from, you know, radio and television. Why don't we do a newscast with your flair and the Coast to Coast flair to start the show? And I said, all right, I'll put it together that way. And we started, and the first one we did, they loved it. They absolutely loved it. They said, this is just great. It's concise. It gives you the topics of the day, but it's not like a mainstream newscast. And then all of a sudden, I started adding special guests throughout the show, like Dr. Sky, Lauren Weinstein on the internet, Chuck Koppis on financial, Miss Shedlock on financial stuff, Howard Bloom, Jerry Corsi, Kevin Randall, all these great people, Peter Davenport on UFOs, Peter Bregan on psychiatry and things like that. But we needed another guy who really understood news and what was going on. And I had the opportunity to have met years ago Dr. John Curtis. And Dr. John is with us right now, and he has been a staple on our program, specifically on Tuesday nights, occasionally doing full shows with us. And, John, you've been just a great part of Coast to Coast, my friend.
Well, George, it's been quite a ride. I mean, you think about the run that, you know, 20-year run, 20 more than that, really. I mean, for you on radio and the, you know, the rise to really one of the great talk shows in the country. Forget about late night, but just a great, intelligent talk that is really dumbed down around the radio universe. And you keep it interesting and intelligent, and teach people things that they don't really know. And I try to give a twist on the news, which is always a little different than what you hear, you know, through the mainstream media and through print and broadcast journalism. And to try to, you know, I mean, tell people how to interpret the news. There's so much propaganda. There's so much agendas that people have today. I think it was, you know, a brilliant idea to come up with an opportunity for people to keep ahead of something, but then get a way of interpreting things that gives them a little bit of insight.
Hey, you know, Wednesday night, big night. You're going to be on Tuesday in our news segment, but Wednesday night, Dr. Jerome Corsi swears up and down that President Trump is going to get elected, and we'll know Wednesday. What do you think of that?
I really don't know what Jerry's been smoking lately, but Biden will be confirmed as the 46th president on Wednesday. George, this is about the record, setting, you know, having a permanent record of people that basically can object to the way in which this election was carried out. Never before in U.S. history have they used universal mail-in ballots, and they didn't know, you know, we're talking about all these different states, but certainly the battleground states were changing their rules, were bending laws and for collecting and counting ballots, and there's nobody that can tell me that they know with 100% certainty, regardless of all the spin in the news, that there was not fraud in this election, and that on multiple levels. And I think that letting Ted Cruz, who was a former solicitor general, make the case, you know, to set the record, not to change the outcome of the election, but to simply put on the record for the American public to hear the evidence of what happened in this election, I think is important for the record, not to overturn the results.
You got it, my friend. And again, thank you, John, for everything you do. John's website, onlinecolumnist.com. And of course, the callers, you make the program, because without your feedback, without your calls, it wouldn't be that special radio show that it is. And we have developed over the years lots of new people calling the program, but we've also had a staple of regular callers, too. One of them, Cornelius from Alexandria, Louisiana, who we're very proud to say is a friend of the program. Hello there, my friend. 19 years we're going for, Corny.
Yeah, George, I want to tell a little story about Art Bell. When Art Bell was on, and a story about you, too, George. When Art Bell was on, Art Bell, I'd call, but I gave my last name. You know, Art Bell would never let you use your last name. I guess he had that delay system, too, like y'all do.
Yeah.
You know, you say something bad or something, they can cut it off. But Art Bell said, look, you're going to be Wild Card White to me. So that was his nickname for me, was Wild Card White. But he said, you can never give your last name, just give your first name, Cornelius. And because you gave me a chance to give my last name, boy, Ruthie and Terry and Barry and Mike and Wayne, Miss Denise, lady up in Alaska. I even got a friend in British Columbia named Robert. So because of you, George, I've made a whole lot of new coast-to-coast friends and stuff and coast-to-coast connections. And that lady from Kentucky where my dad was from that said she wanted to kill herself. George, see, your show has made a difference in one person's life and probably many more persons' lives. Because a lot of people, especially with this COVID-19 hitting us, are depressed. And they need to hear some uplifting stuff. And
Well, I got to tell you, Courtney, what really makes me sadder than anything doing this program is when we have regular callers who then just disappear and you never hear from them again. Mm-hmm. And that has happened. And I tell Tom, I said, Tom, I mean, did they die? What happened to them? They're gone. And there are a couple people out there that have been regulars over these 19, 18 years going into 19, and they're just gone. And I mean, honest to God, if you stopped calling one day after a couple weeks, I would think something seriously happened to you.
Well, let me tell you something, George. Something may, but you know the CIA and the FBI are monitoring. When you have those controversial guests,
oh yeah, they're listening. They're listening, and the lines get snipped sometimes. It happens.
All right, George. God bless you. Happy anniversary and everything. Birthday's tomorrow. I'll be 60 years old.
Happy birthday. That'll be great. Cornelius's birthday. Perfect. And of course, there's another guest that we've had on who was with us during the Art Bell days. As a matter of fact, Art broadcast from his hospital room, this guest's hospital room, who not only has been saved by the light, but he also devotes his life to helping veterans, none other than Danion Brinkley. Hello there, my friend. How are you?
Hey, George. How are you? You know what the coolest thing is, George, is you're still here, and Coast to Coast is still here.
Yes, sir.
You know, and we who are searching for that truth and all the things that are going on, every night a viewpoint and a perspective about who and where we are from everything from spiritual beings to extraterrestrial existence. But when you started this, remember, Art was political, and he just found out that this kind of stuff created the drive for the audience. Art could never have kids doing bumper music that's in the show, using other people's music. You do it. The dating service. Art could never try to put people together in where Coast to Coast could go because he was too arrogant. But you produce, you, Tommy, and Lori were producing shows where I got to see who Coast to Coast is and see the people in the audience. And I have this picture, George, of you dressed up like Elvis in Las Vegas. But even cooler than that, a guy from Coast to Coast, just like the guy who just called, made this balloon of George Norrie. This guy, you know, the guys that twist balloons and
make images
and cows and horses. And I took a picture of this, and I looked out at that audience. Art could have never done it. Okay, Art could have never done the do to go to the audience. So the person that you have made this show into brings everybody together at moments to where there's a different viewpoint. And when you did the opening shows, that you were current, that Coast to Coast was current with the news through the day, and not only was it reported, you called the person who wrote it. You put the people who did it on the phone to verify not just that you were reading news, that they were on that phone talking back to the us, which creates the safety and to believe more about what we're hearing when we're listening to the people talking. And the way you produce and the way you're George Norrie, the Emmy Award-winning broadcaster, that's what drives the show. But just like you said, those people out there like me who listen, and this is the coolest thing in the world, that this level of consciousness is still on the airways, and it's going to keep growing.
We're not going anywhere. And how are you doing? How's your health? Everything good?
I'm doing good, George. I'm going Wednesday to Washington. I'm going tomorrow to Washington.
You're
going to
be
I
there.
Would not,
whoa!
I wouldn't miss it. If the visions, if chapter 5, box 12, which the battle for the souls of humankind would be fought in healthcare, the same story I've been telling on Coast to Coast for 27 years, then it would be in play now. Based on part of a vision in 1975 being struck by light.
If something dramatic happens Wednesday, call Tommy. Let's get you on for a little bit.
It's going to happen. I mean, no matter what it is, I will be able to see and reflect it. So the thing that I'm celebrating is the kind of show that's being done in a crazy, insane control system, you know, is what you're doing and what all the producers and what Coast to Coast stands for. And that's something to be really proud of. And the kids with the bumper music, you know, getting to be a part, to participate, to be part of the audience.
You know what it must be like for them to be at home listening to their music on a national radio show?
Come on! I mean, look how you open that up. And only you could have thought of somebody came and put that in your mindset, and you as a producer saw it as a way to reach out to the audience, but also give people a chance. Everybody has that opportunity. Because I'm a Coast to Coast fan. I mean, I go through the website. I look at it every chance I get to listen. If it's something I want to hear about, I'm listening. I am everybody out there.
Maybe the next Taylor Swift will pop up and say, I got my start on Coast to Coast.
And you know what? And we would just be proud.
Yep, we sure would. Danyon, keep in touch with us, my friend. Thank you for everything.
I'll keep you in touch. I love you, and I appreciate you. And you have made Coast to Coast have feeling. Love you, man.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I remember talking to Art years ago when I was putting the show together, and he said a couple things to me. He said, don't use all my bumper music and be yourself. Don't try to copy me. Be you. And that's what I've done all these years. I'm just me. The innovative things that we've come up with that Danyon just mentioned, I mean, we've done as a team on this show, and we're going to continue to twist and peek and do some different things, primarily to help you. That's what it's all about. And, you know, like he said, when somebody calls up and is threatening suicide, I'm not going to hang up on them. Most radio stations would. I'm not. I want to make sure that they're around to listen to the next show, the next show, then the next show. And that's one of the reasons I broadcast live on holidays. I mean, I'm like you. I'd love to have the night off to be with my friends and family on Christmas, Christmas Eve, New Year's Eve. But I'm not going to do that because of two reasons. One, you're also family. And two, there are lots of lonely people out there who don't have the opportunity to share things, and I just wanted to make sure that they can do that with us. Let's go to Mike in Denver. Hey, Michael, welcome.
Hey, George. Wow, a happy anniversary, happy 19th anniversary.
Woo!
What an incredible career.
What a run.
Congratulations. Yes, and wow, George, you make talk radio look so easy because it's really such a demanding thing, and that's something I really admire. And, you know, I mean, your influence on younger people and millennials is really amazing, which is something that's really kind of rare in talk radio. I mean, we don't see that as much today on AM radio, and you have it. And, you know, you're inspiring a whole new generation of listeners. You've definitely changed my life. And, you know, one of my favorite memories, George, I'd have to say, God, it's hard to pick one, but the first time I ever called Coast to Coast AM, knowing I would not only be on my home radio station, 850 KOA, which reaches, you know, close to 4 million people, I would be on the same channels as George Norrie, Leo Laporte, Bill Handel, all these legendary radio broadcasters that I've looked up to ever since I was a little kid. And you're the one that gave me that opportunity, George, and I just thank you so much for it. I've gotten to have so many amazing experiences through Coast to Coast AM. I've gotten to help Cornelius this year with the GoFundMe. I've gotten to do so many amazing things, and it's all because of you. So just thank you.
Well, you're the future. You're the future of us, you know, and I did it because I want to protect my future with young people like you, Michael, who are going to be the up-and-comers one day, running government, doing things, running businesses. And that's so important. And if we can put things in the hands of folks like you, we're going to be okay.
Yeah. And, you know, I really believe that radio is much more than just a signal coming from a radio tower. It's really a force for change and something to inspire people to be better versions of themselves. And I think that that's really what you do, is you make people be better versions of themselves, and you really care about the audience. And I can't say that for everybody on the radio, but you are someone that really cares about people, and it just means a lot to me and the whole audience. So
okay, Michael, thank you. We look forward to you being a longtime listener for years to come, and we're going to come back in a moment. Another hour to go of our 19th year anniversary party next on Coast to Coast AM.